And we may have a decision today on AT&T's hope for merger with Time Warner. A federal judge is expected to issue his long-awaited opinion on the $85 billion deal later this afternoon. The Justice Department sued to block the merger, saying it would limit competition and raise costs. But today's opinion could also indicate the fate of other major deals, including Disney's offer to buy 21st Century Fox and T-Mobile's proposed merger with Sprint. Here to talk about that and more, our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Peter Kafka is executive editor for Recode. Peter, do you have any indication which way this opinion is going to go?
The stock market and people who work at AT&T and Time Warner seem increasingly confident that the deal is going to allow AT&T to buy Time Warner. If you look at Time Warner's stock price, it's been ticking up sort of through the spring, through the trial. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is a single judge is going to make a ruling sometime after 4 o'clock this afternoon. So without going in his head, we don't really know.
Well, we know a couple of things, and we're going to pick that up in a second, Judge Leon. But to back up, this would be a vertical integration. Two companies that aren't competitors, AT&T, a company best known as a cell phone provider, wants this deal with Time Warner, a big media company, because they want the content, right?
Yeah, I sort of remain a little bit confused about why they really want to do this deal. I interviewed the CEO of AT&T, Randall Stephenson, a couple of weeks ago and asked him about this repeatedly. His argument is essentially, we think we can improve the media business by sort of integrating it with the pipes that we own, both the phone connections we have. We also bought DirecTV, a big TV distributor. If we think we stack all that stuff together, we can make a better product.
Okay. Well, it's not, though, you stack it. So it's not a horizontal deal, which is
right.
When they're competitors, they do the same thing. And that's usually when the Justice Department gets involved, because if you've got two companies that do the same thing and they combine, then you have less competition. They don't usually get involved in vertical deals. So why did this Justice Department, why are they against this? Why do they think it'll raise costs?
That depends on who you ask. The Justice Department's argument in court is we think because video distribution and video content are so now dependent that locking the two of them up together can cause real problems for both consumers and competitors. By the way, we allowed Comcast to buy NBC Universal years ago. NBC and Universal and Comcast agreed to behave responsibly, and they haven't. And if you ask the antitrust regulator who's suing to stop this deal, he says, look, that's what we don't want to do is have to go back in and sort of police this deal. We'd rather mm-hmm. structure it in a way that either works or doesn't work and not have to do what we call a behavioral remedy. The more cynical / skeptical view of this mm-hmm. is Donald Trump is upset with CNN. he's been campaigning against it for years and that he has personal animus against CNN and by extension Time Warner and wants to stop the deal for that reason.
Okay, and let's further explain. Time Warner owns CNN, HBO, and the Justice Department is saying that if AT&T acquires them, they might charge other carriers more to air those things and they would have an unfair advantage, and that's where the raised costs would be.
Yeah, but, and that's where I get really confused because AT&T says, no, we can't do that. The whole premise of owning of HBO is that it's widely distributed. It's available to people who have Comcast or Charter or AT&T, which is why I'm confused about what the benefit of actually owning it is.
Well, but Trump did say when he was campaigning, AT&T is buying Time Warner. This is at a campaign rally when the deal was announced. He said, it is a deal we will not approve in my administration. Now, you know, the government says, no, we didn't talk to him about it. But Trump did say that. And Judge Leon, back to the judge, he refused to allow any of AT&T's efforts to introduce that into the trial.
Like other things Donald Trump has said, this is one of the things that on the outside people have to figure out. Did he mean that? did he mean it in the moment? Is this just something he said? We still really don't know. You can sort of see the AT&T people have been arguing this is a politically motivated case, but they can only go so far in that argument in court. And they've just sort of agreed to sort of bite their tongue. They want to get the deal through.
Okay. So we wait to see this afternoon. But we also wanted to ask you about yesterday when the Federal Communications Commission repealed net neutrality. It became official yesterday. This, of course, the requirement enacted under President Obama that service providers have to give equal access to all web content. They can't speed some up and slow others down. Can't give something an unfair advantage. This is a big win for the Trump administration.
It's a big win for the telecom companies who pushed it. Again, I'm not sure that the Trump administration really cared about it one way or the other. Again, this is not something Donald Trump campaigned on. But well, it's certainly
chair,
something
his
that
FCC, his FCC chair yes. is Ajit Pai. And,
it is a policy enacted by the Trump administration. So it's something he implicitly or explicitly wanted. Again, I don't think that he cares about it at all. And the real question is what's going to happen near term? There's going to be continued court fights about this. Folks who want to keep net neutrality are going to take this to court. You've got individual states sort of saying, well, we're going to enforce our own net neutrality agreements regardless of what the federal government says. And then long term, if this repeal sticks around for a while, the question is, how would a regular person or even a company notice that net neutrality, the absence of net neutrality is starting to affect them one way or another? And it might be a boiling frog situation where you don't notice anything in the near term, and over the long term, you go, wait a minute, what just happened over the last 5 years?
Right. Everything got slower or certain things got faster. But
right.
I just want to check because we didn't feel anything yesterday. No, like
I don't
seismic
think you will.
Thing. Okay.
This broadcast is still going through.
Peter Kafka, a perfect name for this. Executive editor of Recode, thank you.
Thank you.